Hey, everybody. Welcome to our first Tiger Talk, and we're going to introduce you tonight to Coach Holstrom. First of all, Coach, welcome to Mobridge.
Thank you.
It's good to have you in town, and tell me your impressions, your first impressions on what you're seeing so far for Mobridge Poly.
Well, first of all, I mean, what a beautiful city. You know, Mobridge itself, and obviously college to the north, they're beautiful places. To the area. I've always come either from the north or from the east. It's so pretty coming in and seeing kind of get the horizon, the background of the city on the below it. And then the Missouri River behind it is absolutely stunning. And I've had the good fortune to bike around a lot around Mobridge and houses, beautiful streets, you know, the countryside is fabulous. Very, very impressive. Very impressive.
When I got here, the first thing they asked me was, are you a fisherman? And I said, well, of course. Are you a fisherman?
Well, you know, I used to fish when I was a young boy like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you... going into the coaching profession and you're a teacher, you know, you're going all the time. You really don't have, I didn't have to, you know, ever since I've been an adult, I haven't had time to fish. It's always been, you know, my family, teaching, coaching, and that was kind of taking the priority, so really haven't had time to fish, but I'm all for it. I liked it when I was a kid, and I know it's a big part of the culture here, so yeah, it's very interesting to see all the boats that go around and the big business that fishing does bring in. So yeah, I'm excited about doing it sometime in the future.
Well, if you get a hold of your boys' golf coach, which we're going to talk to a little bit later on, and the girls' basketball coach, he happens to be an avid fisherman and loves getting out there, and I'm sure he would take you out.
Now, I hope so. Now, the only difference between him and myself is I don't think he has a wife, and he doesn't have six children.
Well, we're trying, okay? Let's talk football. You've been through what we used to call county fair. It's training camp. You go through 2-a-days and you get the knocks out, and hopefully by the end of training camp, you're healthy and ready to go for that first game. What's gone on with training camp so far?
Yeah, you know, praise the Lord, we've been very healthy. The kids have really done a good job of coming in to camp prepared, ready to go. So we the coaches have been real happy with that. I'll tell you what, good, hard nose, you know, ranch kids, farm kids, kids that are just hard workers. Real fun to coach and very coachable. That's kind of the cool thing about this group. So there's a lot of changes that are taking place this year on the football field as far as offense, defense, how we do it, everything else. Not that anything that wasn't done correctly in the past. Mobridge has a fantastic tradition as far as football. It's one of the things that attracted me to this opportunity, and they've had good coaching in the past and good athletes and everything else. So, but it's a different thing. Whenever somebody new comes in, they look at things with new eyes. I didn't know any of these kids before I first met them in May, so it's all a new thing. It's all kind of looking at everybody, and it's the coaches. It's very fascinating to, when we discuss different athletes and stuff, it's fascinating to hear what they say, and then, of course, how I look at things. I'm a longtime veteran coach, so I like a lot of the things I see. I mean, I really do, so... And I don't know anybody's name. Names don't mean anything to me. I mean, first name, last name, I'm learning all that stuff. So, yeah, it's just, I look at it, you know, it's a fresh set of eyes. That's what I like to say. So I'm looking at things very, very differently. And, man, I'm cautiously optimistic about everything I'm seeing.
Well, we talked a couple of weeks ago about a little bit of history. I grew up in Wyoming. You've coached in Wyoming. One of the things a football coach, when he's coming into a program, really needs is a good staff behind him. So tell me a little bit about your staff.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. We have Donovan Flaherty is one of our assistants. He's an outstanding young man, young teacher, young coach. Really excited about kids, and he does coaching the right way. He's real positive. watch him running back, so he did a great job with it. Always have a smile on his face. And really, once again, enthusiastic. And I should say, Coach Donovan's coaching the defensive line as well as the wide receivers. So really fortunate to have a guy like that on our staff. And then we have Coach Nas, Todd Nas. He's also a former Holbridge ball and football player and wrestler. And gosh, we're so fortunate to have him. He's going to do an outstanding job as our head wrestling coach. And I'll tell you, this past month, getting to know him on the football field, it's such a blessing. I mean, he just comes in, he's a hard worker, doesn't say much. He's a quiet guy.
Yeah.
And you get him on this radio show, you're going to have to eat a lot of food. But he doesn't say much, but when he coaches, it's unbelievable good. It's good stuff all the time, and very, very positive. So we're really fortunate to have him. We have Ryan Kemnitz. He's going to be our special teams coach. He also coaches tight ends. He's a former Holbridge public guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's also really knowledgeable. You know, he played at South Dakota State University, Kicker, Monitor, all that kind of stuff. So, very, very fortunate to have somebody knowledgeable about football and so enthusiastic too. So, yeah, we're really, really fortunate. And you don't want to forget TJ Knudsen. He's at the junior high level as well as Beef, Coach Lumber.
Yes.
Those two guys, you know, in any football program, you want to have solid junior high coaches because they're the ones that are the gateway. I had the good fortune to work with the kids' camp a few weeks ago with them, but also the MJO coaches, the young coaches that kind of get the kids started. And once again, real positive guys. Stuff. So it's all kind of everybody working together, everybody trying to stay as positive as possible and keep it on a positive level. That's what's so great about all these assistant coaches. They're really positive guys. And, you know, football is a tough game. I mean, that's one of the things that one of my sons called. Well, I have three sons and three girls, three sons, and all three of them play football. And all three of them. Better football players than me. But they love the game. And one of them called me the other night. We were talking. You know, he said, "It's true. We're so fortunate."
Yeah.
Because football is a thing for young men. They enjoy physical contact.
Right. Right.
So it's a sport that's just an unbelievable opportunity for those young men. Express themselves in a positive, physical way. And it's interesting because, you know, he's a prosecuting attorney. And he sees what happens when people don't have football.
Yeah.
And they're not given the opportunity to learn the values, the hard work,
dedication,
commitment, effort, teamwork, selflessness, servant leadership. Those are the things that our American culture values the most, and those are the things that football over and over and over emphasizes. So, we've got great coaches, and they're doing it.
Yeah, you know, and I it's too early to talk X's and O's and talk about schemes and so on and so forth. You've got Webster coming up on Friday. Probably as far as scouting goes, they're in the same boat as you are. They're really not. But I did want to talk. I read an article in the local paper, and I wanted to talk about your mission for volunteers and parents and kind of the thing that you want them to know about the program and how they can help.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, you know, that we had the article in the newspaper, and we're so fortunate. We've had a number of people step forward and ask how they can help and stuff. You know, football is a big sport, so there's a lot of little things that need to be done. For example, Dan Freeberg came forward and said, "Hey, you know, I can do some filming for you." So he's going to, on Friday night, he's going to be one of our filmers. We're going to have an end zone camera. He'll do that. And then there's going to be one camera from the process. There's things like that. Mm-hmm. Things like that that make a big, big difference. And then people that can forward, can step forward, and when the kids need something, they can help us financially. They could help us with their time. They could help us with their efforts. We feed the team on the day of the game, and it's really important that they have the nutrition that they need. Try to feed them 4 hours before the game. So people have already stepped forward on that. We also feed them at halftime, and we're so fortunate here in Overage to have big time supporters on that. Payless Foods has stepped forward on that one, and they're going to help us feed us at halftime.
That's awesome.
So it's, you know, when you see the game Friday night, you'll see when they come in at halftime, the first thing they're going to do is eat. They're going to drink. They're going to have Gatorade, they're going to have food, they're going to have Rice Krispie bars, peanut butter balls. You know, it really makes a big difference. Nutrition is so critical.
Yeah, you know, when I played, there was always this time of the year, it was so hot, and you're cramping, and you're constantly, your legs are all cramped up, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, you're right. Nutrition is very important.
Because, let me interject here, because of the support we've gotten, like, for example, Miracles, they donated some watermelon, so did Payless. And then icy pops and stuff, and constant water and stuff. We've been very fortunate. We haven't had any cramps.
Right, that's awesome.
And we've been going double days, you know, the whole thing, you know, one practice, what they call walkthrough, you know, practice with full pads. And it all comes back to people supporting us and good nutrition and all those things. So you're right, it's a big deal.
Friday night, what can people expect? They get there, they're going to see a new system, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not going to go too many details on that. Because we still want it to be a little bit of a surprise for Webster. I mean, we don't really know about them either. I mean, we've seen film from last year, but that doesn't mean.
Right.
Some stuff. So. But yeah, it's good. I predict anybody that comes, it's a very exciting brand of football. The kids are practicing at a very high level. We have high expectations, myself and all the football coaches. I mean, it's very, very, to be a football player, I'm always told, there's high expectations, and our players have met those expectations. So when you come Friday night, you're going to see the results of those efforts by the players and the expectations by the coaches. And I think win or lose, I mean, people are going to have big smiles on their faces because it's a very entertaining brand of football, both offensively, defensively, and special.
Oh, that's great. And I tell you, welcome to Mobridge. Thank you so much, Coach, for coming in and being my first guinea pig on this new show. We're going to talk golf in just a few moments. Thank you again. I know you got to run. You got practice going tonight. So.
They want to be invited.
Well, they're always invited. We're going to do these two tonight, and next week we'll do both of them. How's that
Thank
sound?
You, so much.
You
I
bet.
Want to come back too.
Yes, definitely. Get a couple of weeks down the road, and we'll get you back in here. There you go, Coach Holmstrom from the Mobridge Pollock football team. We'll take 2.5 minutes, and we'll come back. We'll talk golf, and Stefan Hedick will be back. Come back in 2.5 minutes right here. This is Star 99 and DRGNews.com. Welcome back here. It's Tiger Talk, and we are here at the Pizza Ranch tonight, and we're going to do this every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We're doing it a little bit different tonight so the coaches can get away and coach your teams, but we're going to talk right now with Coach Hedick, and Coach Hedick is the boys' golf coach for Mobridge Pollock. First of all, thank you for volunteering to be one of the first guinea pigs tonight.
You bet. Thanks for having us and putting the word out there on our programs.
You know, I am always impressed with the golf program at Mobridge Pollock. It always seems like there are athletes that really perform well. And this year, I think there was some youngsters the last couple of years that are coming up that are going to, you know, do some things on the course.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players right now on the team and on the roster. I would say we're both young, probably in experience and in age right now, but we do have two back from last year's region team, one of which made the state tournament last year. That's William Blankertz, and then Greg Kessler would be the other one that was on the region team last year. both are freshmen this year, so very young, but also still starting to build that valuable experience moving forward.
You and I have talked extensively about how you become a good high school golfer, and it's got to start during the summer when the course is at its peak and you're out there and you're playing 36 to 72 holes around, and you're out there every day. Sometimes it's hard because kids like to have a job to pay for, you know, vehicles and stuff like that. Have you seen so far early on these guys are in golf shape?
Yeah, there's, you know, it all depends on the kids. There's kind of a variety of how much they've been out there. But I do have a core group that spent a good amount of time on the course, I feel like, and working on their game throughout the summer. So they're coming into it very ready. That's the difference, you know, between our golf in the fall and the girls in the spring. We really should be at a higher level getting started in the fall because you had that entire summer to work up towards it. Our kids have an amazing opportunity. We have a beautiful golf course right here in our backyard, and they all have the membership, so they can get out there as much as they want. But on the other hand, you know, it's hard to be – I've said that with all my coaching duties. It's hard to be a kid nowadays. You want to have a part-time job to pay a little bit of the fun stuff, and then you also got basketball and volleyball and football and golf and all that other stuff that they're involved in. So they got to take some time to be kids as well, but back to the main point, they have a great course that they can be on as much as they want in the summer and put in the time getting ready for that fall season, and here we are.
You know, I know you, and you're an avid golfer. You're out on the course whenever you get a chance, when you're not working, when you're not doing something other, fishing or whatever, you're on the course, and you love this course. What is it about Owyhee Hills that makes everybody so happy about golfing in Mobridge area?
You know, we have a beautiful layout with the hills and the terrain that we have, and then on top of it, Mr. Weisbeck does an amazing job out there. He's the superintendent of the course, and he does an incredible job keeping things green and keeping things cut and everything. And I know personally that he's out there very early in the morning before most of us open our eyes, working his tail off. So a lot of credit to him just to have that facility in the amazing shape that it is every year for our kids and for us, those of us that just like to casually golf as well.
You know, I play golf, but I'm not as good a golfer as you are. How would you rate Owyhee Hills as far as challenging? Because I know, you know, blind greens and corners and dog legs and stuff like that, it makes it a challenging course. So how would you rate it? You play a lot of golf other places, too. I know that you were in Spearfish this year, one of the best golf courses in the state. So how would you rate Owyhee Hills as far as what it's going to do for the golfers as they progress through the season?
Boy, I just hope everybody heard you just admit that you're not as good a golfer as I am.
I admit that all the time. I am a better talker, but I'm not a better golfer.
That all depends on the day. You know, golf can be a humbling sport. You know, our course, it's a little shorter than a lot of them, and obviously being just the size of the town and the size of the market we have, it's not going to be at the level of a Spearfish Canyon or a Elkhorn or some of those like you mentioned. But considering the size town we have, we've got great membership within our town and the surrounding communities. There's people from all over the place there all the time supporting it, and that just kind of gives us the funds and what we need to have it be a great course, considering, you know, comparing to the other size towns that compared to Mobridge. As far as what it offers, we've always got, just as I said before, with Mr. Weisbeck's hard work, we always have a good facility, and it gives us some different looks. You know, it's not just all flat. You can see some shots going up hills and down hills and some blind greens, as you mentioned. So it does give us a lot of different looks as far as preparing for other courses around the state as well.
When you guys start setting your sights on regions and state and your ramp up, you know, the rounds of golf, I imagine that's it's like any other sport. If you're not completely concentrating on what you're doing, it might be, you know, a short season for you.
Yeah, just as in every sport, you know, they always say it's 90% mental and 10% physical, or whatever the saying is. Golf obviously carries very true with that. You're your own worst enemy in that. So, you know, it's just about throughout the season getting those reps Being absolutely confident in your swing, knowing your clubs, knowing your distances, knowing what you're going to hit, you know, when you need to hit a certain distance, exactly what club to grab, and being confident in that. As soon as you start second-guessing yourself, that's when things can start to go bad. And the other side of golf that is absolutely crucial is the mental toughness. You know, it can be a very humbling sport, but if you have that mental ability, and some people kind of just have it and some don't, and it is something that can be built and it's something that you work on, having that ability to have a bad shot or to have a blow-up hole and the ability to get back on the horse the next time around and or the next hole or the very next shot or whatever and make up for it and not completely collapse is something that you see in truly good golfers, and that's something you have to work at day in and day out, you know, building that confidence in your swing. And it's also something that you can't exactly just get with reps and practice. You have to have those meets and the actual competitive side of it to build that confidence and that toughness as well.
Speaking of meets, you get an early start as you get to go tomorrow to Milbank. Tell me a little bit about the Milbank golf course.
That's one that we went to years ago earlier in my golf coaching career, and then we kind of went away from it for a while as our we used to have our home meet early like this, and it kind of doubled up. And this year it just didn't work on that date for us to have one. We really couldn't get much for competition up here, so we decided to go over to Milbank. They graciously let us jump in the meet and had room for us, and it's just a better opportunity to go compete with more people, more kids. And Milbank has, it's called Whetstone Creek. It's a beautiful course out there, very challenging. We actually played early in my career, I can't tell you the year, but it was one of the first couple of years we had a state tournament there. And
oh, really?
And it's a beautiful 18-hole course over there, kind of maybe a little bit of a hidden gem in the eastern part of our state.
Tell me about the competition coming. Do you see a roster of teams that are in the region and that you're, you know, trying to compete against?
This meet in particular is going to be more, I anticipate more of those teams from the northeast part of the state, you know, the Grotons and the Madisons and some of those. They tend to play together more often, where most of our schedule we're more within our conference area where we're playing against Chamberlain and Winter very regularly. So that's another nice thing to be able to get out of our normal and see some of the different competition that we don't normally see every single week.
You know, we talked to Coach Holmstrom just a few moments ago about volunteerism and about people stepping up. I know that you have a home meet coming up. What kind of things do you need as a coach from the community as far as volunteers?
You know, there's not a lot of room. You know, there's not a lot of interaction or involvement with community on the golf side of things during those meets. The biggest thing that I can ask people in our community as far as support is just it tends to be one of those forgotten sports a little bit, just kind of by the nature of it. Obviously everybody loves to watch football and volleyball, and myself included, but when you see our athletes, you know, look up the roster, and when you see those athletes out and around town, I really think they appreciate getting recognition on their part, you know, representing our school and our town as well. So maybe just say, hey, I saw you in the paper, you did pretty good at that meet, good job, or how's golf going, things like that, and give them that recognition.
Now, we've all bought clubs, and we know that golf is a very expensive sport, and we have an outstanding booster club here at Mobridge Pollock High School. Is there anything financially that people that might want to do for the golf team that, you know, they can drop off a donation here or there, or do you need tees or you need balls? What kind of things can the community do for financial-wise?
You know, that never hurts either. You know, balls, tees, obviously those things can get lost and broken pretty easy, and you go through quite a few of them in the scope of a season. We have had people donate clubs, you know, if you got clubs or the push carts, because they can't use the wheeled carts, laying around, and if they're just sitting there, you never know. I've had people in the community donate shoes, used golf shoes, gently used golf shoes that they've outgrown or aren't using anymore. Golf is absolutely an expensive sport, but by the time you get the clubs and the balls and the shoes and all that stuff, so I guess any equipment that's laying around in a garage or anything that's in good shape, just if you get in contact with Wheat, you never know what a kid might be able to use.
Yeah, get a hold of the high school, 9200, 605-845-9200, and speak to somebody in the front office there. They'll get a hold of you, and then, you know, you guys can make arrangements. Or, you know, you can, you know, maybe just show up at the golf course one afternoon. You guys go right around 3:30, 4 o'clock, right?
Yep, generally. We've been earlier in the morning this first week or so just because we haven't had school to get in the way. But now that's in service the next couple of days and then school's kicking off, we are generally practicing at 3:30 each day on the days where there aren't meets. I do want to jump back to something you brought up earlier, and that's the Booster Club. And I just want to give a little bit of an appreciation shout out to them. Those are people that are donating their time just out of the goodness of them wanting better for our athletes and every program that we have at Mobridge Pollock, and they do an amazing job. There's a very new board that's put together this year for the Booster Club, so they've gotten us a lot of things. You know, they've bought range finders for the kids. You know, that's another couple $100 expense that a couple years ago they weren't, probably 3 or 4 years ago they weren't legal in high school, and then there's some changes in the rules and they became legal, and you can't really expect every kid to have to buy their own, whereas not having a range finder is a disadvantage. So the Booster Club jumped right in and got a set of a half dozen rangefinders that we have for the kids to use.
That's awesome.
You know, so just little things like that. They're just great people, out of the goodness really of their heart that they're doing, putting in all the time that they're doing to support our student athletes. So when you see those people, give them a little love too. They've been great for us.
Well, and you know, if you want Mobridge Pollock apparel, you go to the Booster Club and you buy your shirts, your caps, your whatever, your sweatshirts. If you want to donate to the Booster Club, there's always a Booster Club member around. It doesn't matter what sport. You can always do that. And, of course, Mobridge Pollock Booster Club's on Facebook, too. So,
yeah, there's a Booster Club page on Facebook. They do have an online apparel store that's going right now. I believe it closes shortly, so you can. That's a kind of a nice change where it used to be you'd have to get your Tiger apparel, you'd have to get to a football game or a volleyball game. Right now, they actually have a store set up online where you can get your order in and it'll ship right to your front door. So it's
awesome.
Saving them a little time and it makes it easier on you as well. And then, as far as supporting, I see the Booster Club president walking out the door right now. There he goes, Jesse. As far as supporting, the membership has been great for the Booster Club, and we're not just talking about the big $2,000, $3,000, whatever members. It's the little ones that are chipping in whatever they can to support the kids is huge. You go into the commons area at the high school and you see those signs on the wall, and it's really awesome to see how many people are there supporting, and drive around town and see the signs and the lawns, you know. So
yeah.
Every year the Booster Club does have a little membership drive. This year it's going to be on the 25th of August, next Thursday. So there'll be student athletes split up into neighborhoods going door to door and asking people if they want to renew a membership or get a membership, and they'll get their yard signs right there. If we happen to miss you on the 25th, just get a hold of a coach or a Booster Club person and we can get you that membership as well.
All right. There you go. It's that simple. You know, when I started thinking about bringing back coffee with the coaches, I thought, well, I love Dady Drug. I do. I love it. But 8 o'clock, 9:30 in the morning, whatever time it was, for you coaches getting back from a trip at 2 o'clock in the morning and then having to drag your down to wherever. And I don't know if this is going to be a success or not, but I'm thinking after tonight we're kicked off, and I can't help but say thank you so much to you and Coach Holmstrom for being the first ones for the new Tiger Talk, and I wish you and the golf team nothing but success.
You bet. Thank you, and thank the radio group for all you guys' tireless work on getting the successes of our athletes out to the people in our community.
You bet. It's my pleasure. Hey, you know what? We got to say thank you to the Pizza Ranch. The Pizza Ranch is going to be the permanent host, and we invite you to come in. We're going to have a mic set up one of these nights, and you can ask questions to the coaches as well. But more importantly, we're going to have some speakers set up. We're going to have an interaction with people coming in to dine at the Pizza Ranch. So we invite you to come in, and we also want to say thank you to the good folks folks at Grand Central, Dakota Bank, Bridge City Real Estate, and Hands On Health for their sponsorships this year. And I guess with that said, thanks, Coach, again. Thanks, Coach Holstrom. We will see you next Wednesday, 7 o'clock at the Pizza Ranch.